Last year, tourism in Greece was at record high levels as tourists avoided places like Egypt. This year, Greece is taking a hit, tourism down by over 15% because of those headlines about the debt crisis. And that's adding to record high unemployment. One in five workers in Greece depends on the tourist industry for work. And of course, tourists are being scared off by the pictures. Massive demonstrations, tear gas, smoke bombs, buildings set on fire, protesters storming the parliament buildings in Athens. Greeks will vote for a new parliament this Sunday for the second time in 2 months. That election is being watched as a referendum on the euro. It could get heated. So this summer, should you go? Sebastian Smee, the Pulitzer Prize-winning art critic for the Boston Globe, says yes, he just did. He took the kids and dad, three generations, and Sebastian joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
It's interesting. We usually are reading your art writing. Here you are. Well, there is quite a bit of art as you visit Greece. We'll get to that. But you start with the description of the Grand Britannia Hotel in Athens, and this is the way I expected the article to start. So what was that description?
Well, I mean, I should say first that it was dad that took us.
Right.
Funnily enough. And,
nice.
And that's also the reason that we went to this hotel on our very first night in Greece. We were staying at the airport hotel. And my dad said, hey, let's go in. Let's go into Athens before we head out to the other part of the country, which we were going to for 2 weeks. And so we did. We got the train in, wonderful metro system in Athens, and arrived in Syntagma Square, which is, of course, the famous site of so many of these demonstrations and protests that we're seeing in the press almost every day. I'd heard that this hotel had been firebombed, you know, not that long before. So I was thinking, really? Is this where we want to go?
Well, not only that, this is the place where the protesters would go and chip off these beautiful marble steps so they could throw the stones.
Exactly. And so, you know, I had a certain level of trepidation, but Dad was very reassuring. He's been to Greece many times. And what you realize is that Syntagma Square is a place where this kind of thing has been happening for decades. And if you move just a block or two from Syntagma Square, you won't see a sign of this kind of unrest. And it's a symbolic place, and it's where protests happen in Greece.
Well, did you see, though? I mean, you know, you write that the people who worked at the hotel, the staff, they had gas masks. The guests would put towels on under their doors to, you know, to keep the gas away. The hotel had, I think, had to spend $600,000 over several times to repave those steps we talked about. Could you feel that?
Well, all of that sounds very dramatic.
It does.
That's why I wanted to start the article that way before saying, hey, you know, it actually isn't like that.
Ah.
I mean, this has happened over the course of the last year. There have been these protests. And it's true that on occasion, the people in this wonderful hotel with its wonderful rooftop terrace restaurant have had to take these measures. And it is getting a bit ridiculous for them, they feel. But as I say, there's a certain sort of symbolic side to protests in Greece. Obviously, the country's in all sorts of trouble right now. And there are good reasons why the protests have been increasing. But as I say, there's this tradition of protesting, and there's a sense almost of going through the motions with some of them. The actual level of violence in them is very low.
Well, actually, you say the violence and crime in Greece is below the U.S.
Oh, absolutely.
It's mainly safer.
Absolutely.
And I was thinking, too, as I was reading, you bring your two children. What a wonderful thing to be able to tell them. This is the seat of democracy, and they're fighting for something right now.
Absolutely. No, it's true. And you know, we all know Greece it's got such a long history. But even if you just look at the history since the Second World War, there's been all sorts of upheaval. And we shouldn't be surprised that there is this aspect of people getting out on the street and protesting. But for us, it was a beautiful country to visit. Outside of Athens, you really wouldn't have known that there is this crisis. Within Athens, there are some signs of it. There's obviously, you know, increasing unemployment, and you see lots of evidence of shops closing and so on. But in many other ways, it's still the gorgeous Athens that it's always been. It's much like many other European capitals, and it's a wonderful place to go.
Well, then, what about the Greeks themselves? You speak of a country facing a crisis, a terrible crisis, with little doubt. What do you mean about that? How was their comportment?
Well, you know, I think that there is plenty of anxiety, obviously. And yet, you know, life goes on. Life goes on both within Athens, in some of the more troubled areas, and throughout the rest of the country. And we found the people of Greece to be incredibly welcoming in what I noted to be a sort of very relaxed, natural way. You know, there wasn't this anxiety to please or be servile in any way. They're just almost naturally considerate and thoughtful. We found the kids received an incredible welcome wherever they went. And of course, it's just a gorgeous country. It's one of the world's most mountainous countries. It has all this history, and of course, it has all of the beautiful bays and shorelines and islands and so on.
Well, what about that history in stone? Something else here. You say the subway system is awesome, but we're hearing sharp cuts to public spending. There have been reports on Greek archaeologists saying their research is slowing. There's concerns about whether or not some of these iconic places can be kept up. Museums are cutting back on hours and staff. Just to tell us briefly, just tick off a couple of places you went, and do they still seem, I picture them after reading your piece, which we'll have it here now.org, as sort of standing there nobly while around them Greeks were all like frenzied. They're still going to weather this as they weathered everything.
Yeah, well, we saw some amazing places. I should say that the reason that my father's wanted to take our whole family on this trip for a long time is that he was actually a student of archaeology at the British School of Archaeology in Athens in the 60s. And then he met my mother, who's Swedish, in Geneva, and brought her back to Greece and proposed to her there under the Acropolis. So there was this amazing sort of history for us. And I felt guilty both as an art critic and as the son of my father for never having been to Greece before myself. So all of that was great. And Dad was keen to take us to all the wonderful places like Epidaurus, like Mycenae, and as well, not just the ancient Greek ruins, but the wonderful Byzantine ruins in places like Monemvasia, which is just incredible, sort of medieval ruins sinking back into nature and Mystra, and all sorts of other places. So, I felt my, superficial impression, and I should say that, we were there for just 3 weeks, so a lot of these observations are, of course, by necessity, superficial. But we felt that the places were very well looked after. In Athens, we visited the new Acropolis Museum, which is just this gleaming, new, wonderful museum just at the foot of the Acropolis. So all of these things, I felt, were incredibly well presented, and probably a lot better than they were 30 or 40 years ago. I mean, don't forget that since the 1980s, Greece has been through a period of amazing affluence and increasing confidence and optimism, which I think makes this recent episode all the more tragic.
Yeah. Sebastian Smee, art critic for the Boston Globe. Again, we'll link you to his travel section piece. He leapt to sections on his family's 3-generation in one family going to Greece and, by all accounts, having an incredible time. Sebastian, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Be right back. You're listening to Here and Now.